While rates continue to climb across the U.S., the breastfeeding push often seems to miss black women. Side Effects Public Media's Sarah Fentum asks, what's behind the racial breastfeeding gap?
In a big green park on Indianapolis's south side, a gaggle of people, mostly women, are celebrating. It looks like a birthday party.
I'm gonna put ice in those.
This is the Indiana Black Breastfeeding Coalition, a group trying to narrow the breastfeeding gap. And instead of celebrating a birthday, they're celebrating breastfeeding.
You have chips, too?
Hi, I'm Tawi Spicer, T as in Tom, A-H-W-I-I.
Spicer, who works with IBBC, is all about being natural. She gave an unmedicated birth to her son at home and says almost as soon as he was born, he started feeding right away.
He literally just army crawled right up to it and just... And he was so ravenous, like he was hungry.
Now she wants to help others learn. Despite her positive experience, Spicer says examples of breastfeeding are sometimes hard to find in the black community. And experts say community history is a big indicator of whether or not women will breastfeed.
We don't always necessarily see our sisters and aunts breastfeeding or cousins, or we might not have even been breastfed ourselves.
According to state data, in 2015, 14% fewer black women than white women left the hospital breastfeeding. That disparity has real health ramifications, for black babies in particular. Research strongly suggests a correlation between breastfeeding and lower rates of certain diseases, including sudden infant death syndrome and life-threatening infections often associated with premature and low birth weight babies. All those are conditions more common in black infants. So why doesn't a culture of black breastfeeding exist in the same way it does in, for example, Hispanic women? Erica Anstey, a nutrition scientist at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says a whole host of disparities add to the gap. There's economics.
Black mothers tend to go back to work earlier.
A white-collar, blue-collar divide.
We know there are a lot of barriers in the workplace in terms of supporting moms to be able to pump.
Also, black women have babies younger than white women, and data shows younger moms are less likely to begin breastfeeding. Also,
so not all hospitals are providing best maternity care practices that support breastfeeding.
Data backs this up. The CDC found babies born in hospitals in predominantly black zip codes were much more likely to be offered formula. And Anstey says a lot of hospitals aren't teaching breastfeeding practices in the first place. Experts say America's ugly history of slavery also plays a role. Many times enslaved black women were forced to breastfeed white babies, often at the expense of their own children. And that history serves as a powerful inherited incentive to view breastfeeding negatively.
Breastfeeding wouldn't become a first priority. We just want to feed our baby.
That's Paris Curtis, a founding member of the Indiana Black Breastfeeding Coalition. She says the first order of business is dealing with a culture that's sometimes unsupportive.
You know, what grandma says, if our husband wants us to. So we don't really have that that connection right off.
That's what this group in the park is doing. IBBC hopes to create change by building a supportive community. It hooks new moms up with mentors through a Bosom Buddies program and puts on drop-in classes and support groups each month. The organization also educates families and dads. Teaching them breastfeeding isn't shameful. It's natural and healthy. Ultimately, Curtis says, it's about removing as many obstacles as possible to make the practice not feel like a burden.
A pleasure, yes. A commitment that you want to make to love your baby and nurture your baby.
For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Sarah Fentum.